Mazel Tov!
School's out!
Well,
hey everybody.
This is number 4.
Yes, wow, we're getting up there into the single digits.
Woo!
Yay!
This one goes out to our Jews.
Yes, this is our
our Jewish theme.
Yeah, this is, we like to call this show Jews for Music.
Jews.
There's going to be a lot of Jews and a lot of music.
Yeah.
And we love them both.
Okay.
We've already offended what little audience we have left.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
Neil, the show is totally improv, regardless of our list.
Well, it's usually...
Which, it doesn't exist.
The thing is, we usually make a list, and then it goes completely off topic, is the thing.
Well, the list just has random words on it.
Yeah.
Lots of Z's.
My list was pretty ridiculous, because it's just stuff I've been writing down over the past couple days.
Yep. Alright, so let's go ahead and kick it off with some music.
Yeah.
What do you want to go with? Let's throw some Jewish music. Do you want to play?
Let's play the experimental piece.
Okay, this is my friend's band called Hydra Crisco and Lock Up Your Daughters. Yeah, so Hydra Crisco and Lock Up Your... One day I'll be able to talk. I really will.
Sorry.
I promise.
Daniel just worked a long-ass day, so...
And I'm not drunk enough to talk yet. So yeah, Hydra Crisco and Lock Up Your Daughters. That's a band that is comprised of my friend Amber, and my friend Jess, and my friend Mo, as, like, the main people. And, the reason they're called Hydra Crisco and Lock Up Your Daughters is because Amber, as a kid, used to sneak into, like, the pantry and grab, like, the bucket of Crisco and start eating it.
That is fucking gross.
Eating plain Crisco. And so her parents had to, like, hide it from her.
Wow. That's
so,
pretty disturbing.
Yes.
They sort of... The band sort of sounds like, I think a couple of viewers will recognize the band Melt Banana from Japan.
Which they saw live, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Melt Banana's crazy. I love those guys, and girl. They're an awesome band.
It's
so,
two girls and a guy.
Is it? Yeah, it's two girls, two chicks and a guy. Why did I have to say chicks? I just did. Oh, yeah, I have to throw
cheeks
in something here. My requisite titty of a show. Titty. There we go. But, yeah, so this is, Hydra Crisco
and Lock Up Your Daughters.
All right.
The song is called Jews for Jesus.
Jews for Jesus! Jews for Jesus! Jews, 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 Jews for Jesus!
Not an aspect of that song that I do not like. It is awesome.
And it brings up another religious sect that I appreciate just because they're always announcing they're coming, and that's the Hare Krishnas.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're always walking around with those, like, beats and bells and drums and shit, so...
Scaring the fuck out of me in the arboretum.
Unlike the Jehovah's Witnesses who show up at your door unexpected, you can hear a Hare Krishna coming in and run.
Yeah.
So...
You know, to turn the fucking lights out and hit the floor like it's a bomb.
Like it's a bomb?
It's the bomb.
It's the bomb.
But yeah, no, they're great. I love those. That song is so good. The Hare Krishnas in Greensboro actually give out free food on Tuesdays. And I think it's only for homeless people, but college kids go, which I thought was a little crass. But I actually went one time and had some food and talked with some homeless guys, and it was fun. So, regardless. Sweet. But there's a couple of just simple little things I wanted to bring up that I'd written down in the past 2 days. One being, I was at this intersection, I was, you know, sitting at the intersection, there was, and on the opposite side of the intersection, there was an SUV sitting there who had just come to a stop, and he had spinners, he had spree wheels on his SUV, which you see a lot of in Greensboro, you know.
We don't know why.
Yeah, but there's tons of spinners.
Which always make me giggle a little.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Spinners also spinners for my Saturn.
Because really, you don't think you're ever going to see spinners in real life, and then you see them, and you're like... hilarious.
I really want to pimp my Saturn out, because it's like, what the fuck, it's a shitty car, because I like shitty cars. So.
In Durham, I saw a bike with spinners, which I thought was, like, the saddest, simultaneously awesome thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's supreme.
But, for some reason, I had this melancholy, Wordsworthian moment of romantic thought, because one of the rims was spinning, and then the other had come to a halt. And, like, for some reason, that image in my mind was just depressing. And I got very sad for about 2 minutes. And then I was like, what's wrong with me?
And knowing this also makes me sad.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to mention, I was at the intersection because I had just been at a Taco Bell. Which, buy us free food if you want Taco Bell, that's fine.
Which is almost free anyway.
Yeah, pretty much you're giving away your shit, so.
Love.
But I was in front of a sort of marble-mouthed redneck fellow, and you could hear him.
What does that mean?
It's like a marble mouth. It's like, you know, like you can't understand what he's saying. And
oh,
like
yeah.
He's got a mouth full of marbles.
Like Don Vito.
Yeah, like Don Vito. Like Don Vito.
Right.
Or me when I'm really drunk.
Or Big Daddy who lives with Mariah.
Yeah.
He talks just like Don Vito.
Yeah, he does. But. I can swear to God that he ordered what I could only hear as 2 son-of-a-bitch yum-yums.
Which, I'll order son-of-a-bitch yum-yums.
I don't know what son-of-a-bitch yum-yums are, but I sure as fuck want a couple of them.
I want a son-of-a-bitch yum-yum.
Yeah, because that sounds absolutely tasty. It sounds like maybe a cinnamon taco, but then they pour bourbon on it, maybe? I don't know.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, but that's what a son of a bitch yum yum is, Daniel. You need to come to grips with that.
Segway time. Speaking of son of a bitch yum yum.
Nice segue.
Junk in a cup. Neil wanted me to bring that up. So
it's good probably that we bring drunk in a cup up too, because this is the first show I've actually ever done where I'm pretty much stone sober. So
yeah.
If I'm less funny, that's probably why.
Neil told me he wanted a drunk in a cup, but
it's a mythical drink.
It's
drank
mythical...
by unicorns and small the fae people, the fairies.
The fae. Okay, drunk in a cup is a drink that I made up because sometimes I get to parties late and I have to catch up, or I just want to get drunk really fast.
If you haven't been pre-gaming, as we call it down here.
I don't pre-game all the time, which I should probably. But yeah, so you take a solo cup and you fill it up about a third of the way with some vodka. And a third of the way with some wine, and then top it off with some Sprite. And it's...
That shit'll get you fucked up.
You do get fucked up, and for some reason to me, I think it tastes pretty good. But a lot of people
don't. Daniel's the only one.
I'm the only one that doesn't hate it. But if you drink one, you're sloshed.
Yeah, that
so
shit is wicked.
It does
like,
its job.
Yeah, that shit will fuck your ass up, seriously. I took like a sip and I was like, alright, if I drank that, I would probably be like, you know, I'd wake up like next to a goat surrounded by a bunch of police officers with their guns pulled or something. That's the type of drink that is. You need to bring in like a, you know, some like a body armor and like a baton if you're going to drink that.
Sure, I don't.
But, I guess I kind of wanted to do a segment that I guess we're going to call just Neil's Music Corner. So, here we go with that. Neil's Music Corner! Alright, everybody, so welcome to Neil's Music Corner and the lovely intro that I made for, well, Daniel found my little soundbite for me, but I wanted to bring up bands that have broken up that I would really like people to still go out and look out for and hear. One of them is a band called The Wicked Farleys, and they came up with that name by trying to kind of, like, come up with the worst band name possible, and they came up with The Wicked Farleys, which I thought was pretty awful. But it's sort of like this really fun, like really joyous, like awesome indie rock. But like it's indie rock's like really not enough to describe it. It's really fun and the lyrics are kind of vague and silly. They're sort of like Architecture for Helsinki if those guys played more instruments. But the website is www.bigtoprecords.com/wickedfarleys/main. And you can go and sample their music and definitely go out and look for their music because they're great, great. They're awesome. I saw them live at Mac Rock. They were fucking killer.
And you won't get to do that. They're broken up.
Yeah, they're gone now. They have other music projects with which they link to you through their new site. So
Neil's better than you.
The second group is Year of the Rabbit, and I don't know if anyone out there listens to Failure, but it's the guy from Failure's next band. Yeah, we're all failures here, down at After School Special. But that's why we failed out of school. They're really great. They're sort of like Shudder to Think, ish type of like not glam rock, but it's like really big rock, really well produced. Great music. And they are at yearoftherabbit.net. And then there's a band called Small 23, who is so old school they don't even have a website, and they broke up a long time ago. Eric Bachman from Archers of Loaf and Crooked Fingers fame played with them for a bit.
Is he related to Tal Bachman?
I hope not, but I do know that Tal Bachman is related to the guy, who did Taking Care of Business, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Oh, I know wow. That is the son of the guy who's in Bachman Turner Overdrive, which is not something you want to be fucking proud of. But these guys, you can go on Amazon.com and find their CDs and listen to clips of their music, but it's really old school Chapel Hill, like pop punk stuff, and really excellent, and it reminds me of my you know, early days in Chapel Hill and, you know, going to Supertrunk shows and having a good time, so.
When he was three.
Yeah. No, but it's good, like, it's good summer music, so I wanted to bring that up, because it's really great driving music. But, and then there's sort of four groups, real quick, that I just want to mention that I think, that I've been listening to recently, I think are really great. One is I found out about them this weekend, my friend Ben played them for me, they're called Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos, and the website is www.margoandthenuclearsoandsos.com, and they're on V2, which is Jack White's label, but they have like tons of people in their band. They have like a keyboard player, a female backup singer, a trumpet player, like I think they have some strings, and they sort of combine the whole, you know, orchestral pop with rock stuff, and they're really, really wonderful, so go check them out. There's Kylesa, who are some really great, like, sort of dirty, like, just fucking nasty metal music, and they played here recently, and just in the vein of like Circle Takes the Square and Isis and stuff like that. And they're at kylesa.com. They have some great artwork done by the lead singer of Circle Takes the Square. There's the sweet, sweet vocal stylings of Harmony Trowbridge, who is a sort of a singer-songwriter girl who is wonderful, has a beautiful voice, sort of in the vein of Jessica Hoop and Marissa Nadler and Regina Spektor. And she's at Harmony, which is spelled like Harmony, Trowbridge, which is TROWBRIDGE.net. And finally, one of my really big favorites, because he does a song called After the Afterlife, which I think is one of the most beautiful songs ever, and his name's Chad Van Galen, and he's on Flemish Eye Records, and you can go to Flemish Eye, which is FLEMISHI.com/Chad.
Eye as in the body part.
Yeah, eye as in, like, the eyeball, which gets ripped out by a murder kiddo.
And ostriches.
Yeah, and ostriches. But, go check him out. It's really wonderful, just sort of acoustic pop music, which is really great. So that's it for Neil's Music Corner. Thanks for hearing me out, folks.
Scooby-Doo, a-boo-bam!
Should we play the next song?
Yeah, segue from music to music.
Music to
how
more music.
How simple is that?
We'll bring up, well, we've already sort of brought up the Jewish aspect with the Jews for Jesus title, but we can bring up some more.
Some more Jew?
We can do that later. We'll bring up the, my sister's marrying a wonderful, wonderful Jewish man named Nathan on June 17th, and I'm very proud of him. So, congrats, Alyssa and Nate. I love you guys. But, we should play the next song.
Which is?
I think we're going to go ahead and play Space Pimp. And I personally know Space Pimp. He's from outer space. He resides in on the island of Manhattan now because he's looking for a hose to bring back into space. He's produced by, and here's where the Jew part comes in, he's produced by the infamous Space Jew. Fantastic fellow, really. Lots of fun to hang out with. A little overbearing. But we really, you know, I really wanted to bring him on here because he's definitely been a big supporter of the podcast in his space travels, you know, sending messages out to Mars and whatnot. So this is Space Pimp. Yeah. This is Space Pimp. We would be the best ambassadors to aliens, I think, ever, maybe.
Yeah.
Please, just humor me. Okay. But this song is called Up in Space, and this is Space Pimp.
Good evening, space hoes and space bitches. Welcome to the Space Pimp's Balls in the Space Ghetto, brought to you by the one and only Space Jew. And I run the whole galaxy. Ice out the sun, then I name that bitch after me. Saturn's rings, oh I got them on my finger. I'm better known as the outer space blinger. Cosmic dick slinger, I'm up in your butt. Cruising in my X-wing with some Tang in my cup. On the ground is where I show you how to limp, man. But up in space is where I show you how to pimp, man. And in my ship, that's where you find your girlfriend. You looking for a dick, you can find it in her ass, man. Newsflash, your girl's a dick sipper. You small time homie and I'm the big dipper. That's why they call my dick Apollo 13. That's why they put a stitch inside your girl's spleen. Space pimp, then I'm mutilating genitals. Hell, bop your pussy, then I make you taste my chemicals. My space balls are brutal, my cock is an odyssey. I'm up in space, man, this shit ain't a hobby. I'm up in space, man, you still in the lobby. I call my dick Robert, you call your dick Bobby. Pimp it. Asteroid, smoking kind blood rolled up by my blunt droid. 40 ounce of coke, 45,000. So many hoes, man, I can't even count them. You need a telescope to see how I be living. Chilling on the moon with my dick and all the women. Call me Neil Dickstrong, first man to the moon. Put a flag in a pussy and a probe on the boobs. So get your ass to the local planetarium so you can get a motherfucking clue about where I am. I'm ready to get in the shiny space suit. Putting all the cum on your girl is fun too. Fur coat with the asteroid belt, giving all these bitches some shit they never felt. I got the Ewok screaming my name, and Princess Leia, yo, she's giving me brains. I blast off cause I'm rocket fuel powered. System overload and explode control towers. Yeah. Don't mean to bust your bubble, but girls of the world, they ain't nothing but trouble. So get yourself a space hoe, I got them by the dozen. Got a couple bucks,
you fucking Princess Leia's cousin.
I'm pimping up on space, man, I'm smoking hot. You thought you was the shit, but you cosmonaut. You got an Apple 2D, and you're playing Game of Frogger. I maneuver spaceships with my man Buck Rogers. You wanna pimp, man, take some notes and watch me. You got hoes, I got heavenly bodies. I believe you a man, never thought of pimping. I'm up in space with my Jerry Curl jump. Fish in my moon boots, I'm kicking your ass. I'm smoking stardust, you choking on grass. I'm super fly, going to the next level. Cosmic shit, blow your bass and your treble. I got the meme mugging earth niggas mad at me. Cause I can drop heavy shit and no gravity. That's why I got all these space bitches after me. Orb around my nuts like the center of the galaxy. Space pimp, learn the name, goddammit. You pissing on sidewalks, I'm pissing on planets. Yeah.
I'm in space right now.
Up in space.
Pimp it.
Pump it.
Up in space.
let it go.
I just love a song about Jewish sodomy.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful space pimping. It's beautiful.
You know, I think if he can travel to the future, he should do a song of Princess Superstar.
I think so. I think that would work well.
Yeah.
We're both big Princess Superstar fans. She's a cool, cool lady.
Awesome. And her duplicates.
Yes, and her many, many duplicates. There's one thing about Greensboro. We live in Greensboro, North Carolina, and it's an interesting town. It's like a lot of southern towns where it's sort of like you go 2 seconds, you're in the richest neighborhood you could ever imagine, and then you go 2 feet and you're in the ghetto. So it's kind of weird. But a lot of towns in North Carolina are like that. It's a very strange phenomenon. We all know about it. But I was driving around sort of like the like sort of not so good areas of Greensboro recently, and I just thought like the titles of some of their haircutteries were hilarious to me, and so there was one called Hair Balls, spelled B-A-L-L-Z, which like I don't know if I'd feel safe going to a place called Hair Balls.
This is not Hairy Balls.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Yeah,
that just means, maybe there's a market for just a place where you go to get your balls shaved
or waxed.
Yeah. And then the next one was Headhunters, which just frightened me. I was like, that's not someplace I want to go. I'll get crazy with the razor. And then there was Haircuts. It actually didn't put it down here, but it's Haircuts with a double Z. So that double Z is for, you know, the extra special care that they give you.
And it must be a very boring place.
Yes.
Because it's...
Yeah, it's tiring.
Lots of Z's.
Sleepy Barbers.
Yeah.
That's a band name, I think. It should be. The Sleepy Barbers.
Band names.
Me and my fucking squeaky chair.
Yeah, squeaky chair, squeaky chair. What else is on this list here?
We covered.
Oh, speaking of Greensboro driving, I get really pissed off driving around Greensboro because I think in this county the only requirement for getting a license is to say your ABCs.
Yeah, seriously, it's fucking ridiculous.
People are really, really fucking shitty drivers around here, and I come from Charlotte, where everyone drives like a bat out of hell.
Yeah,
and
Charlotte's like they drive like, and seriously, they do drive like they're in fucking New York in Charlotte. It's like being
only we can speed and not get caught up in traffic jams.
Yeah, but it's like being on like the Jersey Turnpike, but without feeling like you're in like a post-apocalyptic Mad Max episode or something. That shit's unbelievable, but
yeah, but like yeah, I got behind the car that wanted to, like, go really slowly, so I'm assuming they were high. But then, like, they were going so slow that every light turned red. Which, in Greensboro, one thing about it is once one light turns green, all of them turn green for your whole path, usually.
Yeah, so you just go like a motherfucker at that point.
Yeah, but this car was so fucked up, and finally they turned, I just, like, went around them and sped by to the next stoplight. I was so pissed off.
I actually segue on that, like, there's this thing in Greensboro, and I thought it was just a phenomenon, but it's definitely proceeded not to be. I've almost been hit 7 times by white vans. So if you ever come to Greensboro, fucking, if you see a white van, take a fucking turn. Like, get in the next lane, slow the fuck down, do whatever the fuck you can, do a drop roll out of your car, like Axel Foley. Like, you know, anything. That was a reference to Beverly Hills Cop, by the way. But yeah, do whatever you can to get away, because they almost kill me. I think it's just soccer moms who really furiously want to get their children to the game, and they'll do anything in their power to do so.
They also have kind of narrow roads for a city.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So, like, it's 2-lane roads, but it can't fit more than, well, like the little U-Haul kind of truck takes up both lanes. Like, that's how horrible it is. So you can't pass, so you're, like, fucked.
Yeah. It's kind of shitty.
Enough of that.
Yeah, I guess we could continue on with the rock and finish up with our last song, which was, oh shit, the last song is the Physics of Meaning, and here, could you bring them up on MySpace?
Yes.
I wrote the sort of main cohesive element of Physics of Meaning is a fellow named Daniel Hart, who's a really wonderful songwriter, and I wrote him and his wonderful group on MySpace, and they were like, yes, of course, you know, play our songs. And I was like, thank you so much.
They're myspace.com/thephysicsofmeaning,
yes.
Which is trying to play already.
But they're really great guy. He has sort of a rotating cast of members in his band, like bunch of people who play like different musical instruments. They're all pretty wonderful, but it's a really fantastic album. I bought it. I definitely would recommend going out and buying it. But here, pop that up again real quick. The song we're going to be playing is called Down at Columbia, and it's a wonderful, wonderful tune. So here we go with that. It's the physics of meaning with down at Columbia. Makes Daniel's wee wee feel nice.
It feels euphoric.
Yeah, but so is that? Do you think we're gonna
I think that's good for now because we're running at half an hour, so
that's it for tonight, folks. I'd really like to thank all the bands, Hydrocrisco and Luck Up Your Daughters, Wonderful, Space Pimp, Pimping Like a Motherfucker, and Physics of Meaning. Thank you guys so much for letting us play your wonderful music and trying to spread that shit out.
And thank you all four of our fans for listening to this podcast.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Woo!
Woo! Have a good night, you guys.
Later, Jewish people.
Ah.
Mazel tov.